So what's the question?
Is Tulsi Viva, Tulsi Shalabhar Viva, that just happened during Kartik. It's a big celebration of Vaishnavas Nika. You know, there are people who really spend hundreds and thousands of rupees to have a whole marriage ceremony conducted between Tulsi and Shalabhar. And different devotees, some celebrate, some say we don't celebrate. I just wanted to ask your thoughts on that. We don't hear Prabhupada commemorating that day. And also, I was speaking to some devotees and they said, well, in Prabhupada's time, Kartik wasn't something they remember as being a big celebration as it is now. So, I guess there's a series of questions. One, do we, as Guru Vaishnavas, commemorate and how do we celebrate Tulsi Viva if we do? And the other question is, how do we decide which festivals we adopt if we haven't started celebrating those from the outset with the impulse next time? How do we adopt, which one do we take and which do we not?
Our acharyas have always stressed that we should do those things that further devotion to Radha and Krishna to the extent of not worshipping Lord Narayan or Lord Narayan's incarnations. That's why even when Prabhupada installed Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman in Mumbai, some of his godbrothers criticized him for that. Prabhupada's purpose wasn't because we're going to get absorbed in worship of Ram, but because so many people in Mumbai area are all Ram Bhaktas and so on, that it will attract them to come to Radharasa Vihari. And similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur installed Srinivas Dev for the purpose of giving protection to the preachers, not because they were going to start worshipping different forms of Lord Narayan. So, while in one sense there may be no harm, there also may be harm. In other words, devotees may also lose sight of what actually the purpose that is chanda shanda and chanda. What the purpose of our worship is and sampradaya is. And to achieve that, it requires, we already have so many festivals, it requires real devotion. There are many festivals we don't necessarily observe, such as appearances and disappearances of our acharyas, those acharyas whose worship is connected with service to Radha and Krishna. So, it's an idea of targeting. It may be fine, but someone should then explain, whoever wants to do it, why it's going to increase their worship for Radha and Krishna. As far as worship in Kartik, I don't know, in Prabhupada's time, we did Damodarashtakam. Now we do Damodarashtakam. I don't know what else the devotees do in Kartik, but as far as I know, that's all more or less that the devotees are doing, or institutionally we're doing. We're not doing anything else. And those festivals that are connected to the worship of Radha and Krishna, or devotees who are followers of Radha and Krishna, or pastimes, etc., etc. That's what Gaudiya Vaishnavism is about. It's about Krishna. And even more particularly, it's about Radha and Krishna. And there's so many other forms of Vaishnava worship. You get involved in that, and you could very easily lose sight of the goal, or even have your faith compromised, and take up different forms of puja and what have you. So, same thing, Tulsi Vivaha. It's authorized, it's shastric, and so on, but just because it's authorized in shastric, we don't do everything that's in shastra. We do those things in shastra that are selected for us by acharyas. And although I think Hari Bhakti Vilas does mention it, but further down the line, we'll see that wasn't something implemented certainly by Prabhupada, Bhakti Santa Service with the Thakur and so on. What does Guru say? What do the acharyas say and do? And that's what we do. And those are the festivals that that we follow. Those are anukul. Nadharmam, nadharmam. To know what is dharma for us and what is not our dharma, aside from illicit things, but what is suitable for us in shastra. And then he goes on to say, Vaikunthapati, don't even worship Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha. Gop Kumar wasn't satisfied, he just kept on going. He saw so many incarnations. He it isn't his goal. There were so many festivals in Vaikuntha, all of these things, they didn't really satisfy his soul, because he wanted to stop where Krishna was exclusively worshipped. And it's a relevant thing, because devotees get distracted not only by festivals, but they get distracted by clothing, by attire, by appearance, like size of sikhas, by food, by mantras and rituals and so on, which may fit into other sampradayas, maybe in Vaishnava, but are not strictly in line of Gaudiya Vaishnava practices. Hare Krishna.